Now he lets them know that they'll come out of the north a power. That'll be Babylon that will eventually destroy them. Verse 6, set up the standard towards Zion. Retire, stay not, for I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. The lion is come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He's gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate, and thy city shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. For this, gird you with sackcloth, lament and howl, for the fierce anger of the Lord is not turned back from us. Now you saw the 10 tribes in the north go into captivity. He says, now Judah, take warning from that. There is a power, another power in the north that God is raising up, and that power will come down and will finally destroy you. And so we find here that the natural man could not produce anything at all. So he speaks of a circumcision of the heart. Now that is the great message that is here. The first thing that we see here is the people's refusal of God. And believe me, when a nation or a church or a individual rejects God, then he rejects them. You remember when the Lord Jesus came, he offered himself as the king to Israel, and when they rejected him, which they did, he in turn rejected them. He says, your house is left unto you desolate. And you read the 23rd chapter of Matthew, and if that doesn't make you blanch with a little fear, nothing will. You talk about the gentle Jesus, read that 23rd chapter. They rejected him. He's the king. He rejected them, if you please. And my friend, you can reject God. That's your free will. But God has a little thing going called election. He'll reject you. And you're out when he does. May I say to you, but he's gracious. He's good. He gives you the opportunity. And what happens when a people reject God? The thing that happens is finally that when any privileged people, be it Israel or the church today, refuse God, and he refuses them, then all other men count them reprobate, refuse, and worthless. That is the thing that you'll notice through this entire section here. These are the three steps. The people refused God, and it concludes on that note. Now, any people who give a pretense of being a follower of the living and true God, as the church does today, and you hear the expression quite often today, we are a Christian nation. I say we are not a Christian nation. We are as heathen as Russia is. Now, don't say that we're not, because we're in that kind of a position. And there's no emphasis today on the Word of God anywhere. And one of the boys here in the office showed me this article in the Reader's Digest some time ago. I don't take it, but I pick up a copy every now and then at the doctor's office or on an airplane. That's the way a Scotchman keeps from subscribing to a magazine. And so he gave me this one. And the title of the article is "The Book Almost Nobody Reads." Well, you know who they're talking about, the Bible. And I agree with that title. But listen to this, and I don't agree with this. In short, one way to describe the Bible, written by many different hands over a period of 3,000 years and more, would be to say that it is a disorderly collection of 60-odd books, which are often tedious, barbaric, obscure, and teeming with contradictions and inconsistencies. It is a swarming compost of a book, an Irish stew of poetry and propaganda, law and legalism, myth and murk, history and hysteria. And my friend, I want to say that that is a lie. That is not true at all. And the man that wrote this has written an article, and he apparently knows nothing about the content of the Word of God. I wish he'd follow the 5-year program. I say to you today that we are in the same kind of position that these people were in. And Jeremiah is making it very clear to them that when people reject God and have made a pretense of following him, then the world rejects them. And by the way, we are not loved throughout the world today. After World War II, we were the most pious people that you've ever seen. We were going to bring democracy to the world. Well, do you want to bring lawlessness into the trails of the jungle as there is today on the streets of Los Angeles? Why, my friend, may I say to you, a missionary said to me, it's safer to walk the trails, the jungle trails in Africa. And another man says, it's safer to go into the Amazon in South America than it is to go into our cities today. Is that the kind of a civilization we're taking today? And we are a despised people. God said it'd be that way. You can't pretend to be a God-fearing people and then to be hypocritical about it as we have as a nation and then expect the world to look up to us. They look down upon us. And rightly so, my beloved, God has ordered it that way. Now, I know that's not popular. And Jeremiah wasn't very popular in his day either. And I don't expect to win the popularity contest. Chamber of Commerce has never invited me in and given me a cup saying I'm the man of the year. They think that they'd like to give me the boot, by the way, or something else. I say to you today, friends, that we have in this tremendous book here, the fact that these people refused God, and all the way through this section, you will find that again and again, he mentions the fact they have refused, and we have it in this chapter here, as we've seen.